Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's do Fan Friday with Mickey and Jay and Scotty still in the studio as well. Morning to you, Mickey, first of all.
Morning, mate. You well?
Yes, very good. Just before we connect with Jay, we've got Tony here. Let's kick it off. Let's talk about the Blues. What are you concerned about this weekend against Brighton?
Formation, shape. What is least, you know, at the moment...
Attitude?
Sorry, mate.
Attitude? Are you concerned about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Confidence. There's loads, mate. You know, at the moment, there's not much going right for us, is there? And we've got to turn it round very, very quick. And I think Ronald Koeman has got to turn it round very, very quick because, you know, the knives are out for him at the moment. And as I say, it's a game that you would have thought that Everton should fancy themselves. But the way they are at the moment, mate, you know, I don't fancy them going into any game. They're really, really struggling.
Tony, what are you most concerned about? Oops, let me
I agree with Mick. You need to get some balance in this team, whichever way it comes. I look at Everton, there's no identity in the team. You can't say how Everton are going to set up. I think, yeah, it's early doors. He's got a brand new team and there's 7 games to go. But now we're looking for these next 6 games. He's got to identify a plan and stick by it. He's chopped and changed. He's played 3 at the back. He's played 4 at the back. He's put 3 in midfield. He tried everything. I think now he's got to stick to his guns and go with the team. Mickey, if you were Ronald Koeman at the moment, what would you go with? What formation would you go with against Brighton?
I think what I do think first and foremost is we've got to bring pace into the team because we're not, you know, there's teams that we're playing, they're not frightened of us. And I think we've got to give other teams' defence something to be afraid of. I bring pace into the team, and obviously we're looking at Luckman there. Now I know he's raw, do you know what I mean? I know he gives the ball away and that, but he offers us something different. We've tried other things, so and for me, as I say, that's what we need. I think we need something to sort of give their defence something to think about. And the other one for me would be getting Tom Davis right in the middle of the park, because Schneiderlin's been awful this year. So I'd get Tom Davis in the middle of the park with the Drissigay, and I'd make sure that I have a bit of pace in the team with Luckman.
Mickey, we'll return to you in just a second. Let's welcome Jay. Morning, Jay.
Morning, lads.
Hello, pal. Right, we'll ask the same question. We just asked to Mickey then. What are you most concerned about when Liverpool face Manchester United tomorrow?
Well, it's the obvious thing, isn't it? With Liverpool, defensively, we've been awful, haven't we? And it's not just this season. It goes back a couple of years now and nothing's been rectified. So when Manchester United are coming to town and they're scoring goals for fun, aren't they, with Lukaku and Rashford and Martial, it's, you know, that's always a concern, isn't it, Steve?
Liverpool, have they in any way tried to resolve their defensive issues, Jay?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, you know, you look at it, and since Klopp's been in charge of the football club, and he's had 4 transfer windows, and I've touched on it in previous weeks as well. I mean, he's brought Matip on a free, Ragnar Klavan for $4 million. You know, Loris Karius cost about $4 million as well. Andy Robertson, $8 to $10 million in the summer just gone. So he's not really rectified the issues, has he? I mean, he played James Milner, a left-back, last season, and all of a sudden this season, Alberto Moreno's the number one. It's just a little bit mystifying, isn't it, really, Steve?
There was an interesting piece, Tony, in the Times yesterday where Paul Joyce asked the question, if Mourinho was in charge of this Liverpool team, these Liverpool players, would he persist with what Liverpool are doing at the moment? And the answer from Paul was basically, no, he wouldn't, you know.
He'd bin them. Yeah. He'd just get rid and bring a new set of players in, and that's what he does wherever he goes. And the one thing he first and foremost does, whichever club he's been at, he shores up that defence. Manchester United, as I touched on before, kept 8 clean sheets out the last 9 matches, 17 this year. Yeah. It speaks for himself. He shores that defence up. And one thing he would do, which Klopp hasn't done at the moment, is sort of that defence out. And you don't need 5 transfer windows to have sorted that out, Stephen. That's what Jurgen Klopp's had. And I'm afraid to say it's a negativity in Liverpool's armoury there. He needs to sort that out. But yeah, he's got the flair players. He's got all that. Mourinho identifies the back 4 first and then pushes on to the forwards. A Matic, a Lukaku. That's what he's done this year. It's hard to imagine. We're going into this match, Steve. Liverpool finished above Manchester United last season. It's different to imagine. Now, look, in one transfer window, Manchester United has gone from title favourites in one transfer window since last season. Now, I'm interested to hear Jay's thoughts. Jay, you know, on this game of this magnitude, what have you seen a change in the atmosphere between the crowd? Because I've noticed Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher being quite vocal on it over the last couple of seasons. Have you seen a change in the atmosphere and the players on the pitch in this? It seems to be a lot more friendly than obviously years gone by.
Yeah, Well, there's not as many Scouse players, is there, from Liverpool's point of view anyway. And obviously, Wayne Rooney won't be playing, will he, no more, because he's at Everton now. When it comes to the crowd, I think people are putting a little bit too much emphasis on the fact that last season, when Liverpool had the new stands and Mourinho was going to the bench, there was Liverpool fans taking photographs. Now, you know, that's just an isolated incident. I mean, I hope there's none of that, you know, at the weekend on Saturday, like when we played them, because Liverpool, it's important now for the fans to get behind them on the weekend. And, you know, we've got to make sure it's a, you know, a hot atmosphere. And we've got to, you know, you hear all, like, the ex-players coming out, like Michael Sylvester said earlier on in the week, that, you know, Manchester United's trips to Anfield used to be like going to hell. And Liverpool have got to replicate that on Saturday. Liverpool's fans have got to be up for this game, no doubt about that.
That's a pertinent point. What about the Everton fans, Mickey? How much are they up for Everton's revival?
There's a lot of negativity down Goodison Park at the moment. You know, because I think, you know, atmosphere, it starts on the pitch, doesn't it? And I think, you know, we've been really, really struggling. And I think a lot of fans are mystified, as Tony said before, to, you know, what Ronald Koeman's doing, you know, a formation. We don't see a plan. And Goodison Park is very, very quiet at the moment. And that is usually never the case. And it's something, as I say, that there's only the players that can turn that round and give the fans something to shout about.
Absolutely. It certainly needs something, doesn't it, for these Evertonians? How many will be going to Brighton?
I think about 3,000 going down there. I feel sorry for them as well. It's a 1:30 kick-off. There's not many trains going down there as well. So the lads who are going down will be heading down there today, staying overnight. And it's going to be hectic getting back as well. Brighton, Sunday morning, not televised. Well, it is televised if you're living in India, and it's not televised if you're living in England. So poor Indians having to sit through that.
Jay, what would you do with your team selection tomorrow?
I've said a few times this week on podcasts that I've been doing, I'd give Oxlade-Chamberlain a go. I really would. I mean, you know, Sadio Mane is a massive loss, not just in terms of his goal-scoring ability, it's his pace as well. And Oxlade-Chamberlain's got a bit of pace about him. And let's be honest, he's been bought, hasn't he, to play in centre midfield. And at this moment in time, when he's played for Liverpool so far, whether it be coming off the bench or the one game that he did start, he's been playing wide right, hasn't he? But I just think he can play there, of course he can, but he can also play in midfield. And I just think maybe he'll put him in the side because he's got energy levels, hasn't he, which is what Liverpool are going to need in this game. And, you know, it is going to be an interesting team selection. And Mane's a blow, but I just got a little feeling Oxlade-Chamberlain will start the game.
Do you think some people are writing him off, and maybe writing him off too soon?
Well, you can't really write that off, can you? I mean, he's had, what, 5 substitution appearances and 1 start. I do think it's a little bit of a strange sign, I know, because, you know, let's be honest, when Liverpool are at full pelt and they've got everyone fit and available, to me, he doesn't get in our strongest 11. Mm. He's a good utility player to have, but he's never really nailed down a position, has he? And I just think now's his chance. Now, if Sadio Mane is out for 6 weeks, then you've got to be looking at Oxlade-Chamberlain, £35 million signing in the summer. He's got to be starting games and making an impact on games.
But we were talking before in the studio, myself and Tony, about the fact that Liverpool don't seem to have those characters that set this sort of fixture on fire anymore.
Well, that's what I mean. I touched on before, didn't I? There's no Scouse in the team, no Carragher, no Steven Gerrard. But it's not just the Scousers. There's no, like, you know, the likes of Dirk Kuyt anymore, anyone like that who'd always be up for these massive games. So that is a little bit of a concern going into the game. But it's, as I said last week, everyone's getting a little bit giddy about Manchester United, but they haven't played anyone yet this season. So this is their biggest test now. We'll see how good they are on Saturday.
And Liverpool to win?
I'm fairly confident, yeah. I mean, obviously, the confidence has been dented a little bit because Sadio Mane's injured, and he's obviously our biggest goal threat, isn't he? Firmino's the centre-forward, but he doesn't score many goals, does he, really? Mane's the one that scores most of our goals. But, you know, we've got Salah, haven't we, and he's a massive threat in terms of his pace. And he just gets into some great positions. Just know he needs to show a little bit more composure in front of goal. But, you know, I'm confident, Steve. I think we'll win the game, yeah.
Mickey, a South Coast revival?
Not for me, pal. No, unfortunately. I don't know where our next goal's coming from, if I'm being honest. And defensively, we're all over the place. You know, obviously, Ashley Williams hasn't had the greatest start of the season. Obviously, he's had a bad week as well. So, lucky enough, we've got Jags coming back in. Hopefully, that he's going to be fit. And as I say, we've got to bring a little bit of pace in. If we can get out of there with a draw, mate, I think, you know, it's a foundation.
Steve Hoddesall's kick-off. This is Radio City Talk.